just listen to what we're invited to be a part of. Behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne, and he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, and around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And before the throne were burning 7 torches of fire, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight, and the 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings, are full of eyes all around and within, and day and night they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created." You got this awesome scene around the throne of heaven with all kinds of crazy creatures that God created to worship Him. You and I, kind of crazy creatures that God created to worship Him. That's what we're meant for. That's where we find joy and fulfillment, when we fall on our faces before the throne and say, "You are worthy to receive glory." What's interesting about this is all these living creatures, glorious beings, supernatural beings that God created, crazy, weird beings, are worshiping God because He's the Creator. He brought everything into existence. He created it all. He created them. And because of that, He's worthy of worship. What we find, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the next chapter, there's this scene going on where who is worthy to open the scroll? And nobody's found worthy. And John is weeping. And one of the elders said to John, "Weep no more. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that He can open the scroll and its 7 seals." So he says, it's okay. There's a problem, but the problem is solved. It's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It's like, okay, lion, power. And between the throne and the 4 living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with 7 horns and with 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And He went and took the scroll from the right hand of Him who was seated on the throne. And when He had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are, listen to this, the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. A new song. So the first song was a song of worship of God as Creator. And now we're there. Our prayers are being poured out as incense on the throne. And this is the new song. Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for because you were slain. And by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and glory, honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. This, friends, is what we have to look forward to. This is what we were made for. To worship God and the Lamb. And where the angels worship God as Creator, He spoke them into existence by the word of His power. We worship Him as Creator and as Redeemer. Because although He created us good, we rebelled against Him. We chose to go our own way. We spat in His face. And that caused a huge problem. Because now we deserve His wrath. And yet the Lamb, Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the Root of David, came and laid down His life in my place. He took what I deserve. And so now we sing a new song. Worthy are you as Creator, but worthy are you as Rescuer, as Redeemer, as the one who came after lost, wandering, wayward sheep, and as a Lamb was slain in my place, was butchered on the altar to pay the price for my sins, what I deserve, so that I can now be reconciled to a holy God, be brought back in as a worshiper, accepted. What a glorious inheritance we have as the saints. And we get a little taste of that this morning as we gather as the saints to sing His worship, to sing His praise, to remember what He did. Notice in heaven, throughout eternity, we're recognizing the cross. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. We're looking back on what He accomplished once for all eternity for each one of us. We get to treasure Him forever. I'm going to invite the men to come. We have bread and juice. Reminders of Jesus' body broken, His blood poured out as an offering, as a sacrifice for sinners like me, sinners like you. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to remember with us. Take a piece of bread, a cup of juice, and hold that and meditate on what Jesus did for you. Worship Him. Let your heart just sing, "Worthy. Worthy are you, God, for you spoke everything into existence. Worthy are you, Jesus. Because you became one of us. You became like us. So that as a man you could die for our sins." Let your heart overflow in worship to Him today. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Would you join with the angel chorus right now and say that together? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And would you join the chorus? Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Jesus, thank You. You are worthy of our worship. Because of who You are, and we worship You now as the redeemed saints, blood bought, forgiven, accepted. Thank You for the awesome privilege of entering into Your presence, communing with You, worshiping You, Thank you for the taste of heaven that we can experience now. And thank you, Jesus, for your body broken and your blood poured out that purchased us to be your prized possession. We remember his body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.